Okay, and if meat has been kept too long, you say the meat has done what?
It is rancid.
What about, like if a child has had too much attention and been pampered, you might say?
You would say that maybe it was foul.
Okay. Would you use that with meat too?
Yes, uh-huh.
All right, after you butcher a hog, what do you make, if anything, with the meat from the head?
Brunswick stew. You can make souse meat.
Okay, now, which one? Souse meat is the one that's...
Souse meat is, you take it and press it and make it firm where you can slice it. And Brunswick stew is something that is with the corn and more seasoning to it.
Right. Do you all butcher your own meat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you make
Brunswick stew?
You make Brunswick stew? Do you
sure
make
do.
The
I don't, but my mother does because she loves it and she always gives us, you know, a few slices of it, but I never have made it myself. There's another thing, liver pudding, that she makes some. She takes the liver and cuts it up and puts onions in it and all, cooks it, you know, and grinds it and then packs it down and put onions in it, and they call that liver pudding.
Sounds good, I know that one. What about anything out of the blood?
Not that I know of.
No sort of pudding or anything. Okay. What about any dish made with cornmeal with the juice from the head cheese or the pressed meat or a dish like this? That may be more Eastern.
I don't. Cornmeal. I just
scrapple. You ever scrapple?
Yes, I have, and I have tasted it, but we don't usually make it around here.
Okay. And if you kept butter too long and it didn't taste good, how would you describe its taste?
It's rancid.
And thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Is, clabber is what we used to call it.
Or what kind of cheese do you make from it?
I don't, never have made cheese, but I don't know whether it'd be cheddar cheese or what kind of
what
cheese.
What about
homemade
that thick
cheese
one with, you know, it has white kind of lumps in it, and you buy it by the pint and so forth?
Oh, cottage cheese.
You don't make the,
no,
your mother
no
has. And on the farm, when you milk the cows, the first thing you always do after milking is pour it.
Strain it.
And, what do you call the kind of pie, like we just had him there, that the berries are fruit and a crust? Fruit pie?
A dish pie, I guess.
Okay.
Or cobbler.
Okay.
Some
you'd say that was blackberry cobbler?
And I'd just say pie because I think cobbler doesn't usually have a crust, does it?
Okay.
Now that's my idea.
Is cobbler,
I don't
then it has pastry on the bottom and then the fruit?
Yes, and dumplings or something. I don't exactly know the difference, but you know, you see in restaurants apple cobbler or something like that, but they never have that good crusty part on it that you have on top.
Okay, and what about another word for food? Somebody has a good appetite, somebody who sure likes to put away his kind of a...
Yes,
food.
I've heard vittles used.
Well, you don't never use it,
children. I don't know that I've ever used it myself, but I have heard it used.
Okay. And what do you call a sweet liquid that you may pour over a pudding?
Syrup.
Okay, if it's made with milk and cream with sugar or nutmeg and homemade, do you make anything like that to pour over a...
Not with milk, huh?
Okay. What about anything if it's sweet? You still, if it's
icing, there is some kind of
exactly
that you can just lay it. You can pour it over pound cake or something like that. The different kinds of icing.
Okay, if you serve it in a little pitcher or something on the table, you probably just call it syrup.
Yes. Mm-hmm.